Every week, Kira and I, at around this time, around 11:30 or wherever we can on a Wednesday, we get an odd court case or legal issue from around the world and we give our own judgment on it. And let me tell you, I think Kira and I are both very opinionated on what's going on tonight. So firstly, let me get the music. All right, now we can get down to business. This sets a very serious, litigious tone. Do you know what I'm saying?
It does.
Yeah. So, I guess this evening's moral dilemma is not about one particular case. We have two examples of it for you. But it is something that I see happening more and more.
And it's something that I see happening more and more as well.
It's becoming quite widespread. What were you going to say?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even say it's becoming more widespread.
Would you not?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I think that because there's been so much talk about when a man does it.
I see what you're saying.
That it deflects from when a woman does it. Now, in fairness, I do think that men do it more than women.
Of course. Of course.
I think that's a fair statement to make. But if we're going to go forward and if we are going to be all about equality and female rights and male rights, well, then I think this is something that we should kind of look at, because even I've noticed it.
Sure. You know? Okay.
And I haven't been comfortable with it at all, actually.
Neither have I. I can assure you.
Okay, Chris.
I've been made very uncomfortable by it. Let me tell you what we are talking about. Sexism, but blatant, naked sexism perpetrated by women, where if the man did it, there would be uproar. It would be career-ending.
They would be crucified.
It would be career-ending if men were to do this kind
of
stuff.
So, obviously, there is a really shit movie coming out in time for Valentine's Day, and it's called How to Be Single, right? Yeah. I just want to get sick in my mouth a little bit, even with the thought of this movie, even though I've never seen it. Now, it stars Leslie Mann and Dakota Johnson, and I think Rebel Wilson is also in it as well. And they were being interviewed by a reporter from Miami, in the States at the minute. They're obviously promoting the movie. And they kind of hit on the male interviewer in this clip. Now, we'll play maybe about a minute by the clip so you'll get an idea of what we're talking about. Okay,
here
so we'll
go.
Just play this clip and just listen, okay?
So this is press junkets. I mean, it's normal. Yep. They come in, they get about 5 to 6 minutes probably with the reporter. Yep. They do it 100 times.
The Miami-based reporter is called Chris Van Vliet, and he was interviewing the two women.
Thank you. Now, no one sees them on TV, but I know that they're...
By the way, they started with, "You have lovely socks." Sorry, go back.
How cute your socks are.
Thank you. Now, no one sees them on TV, but I know that they're there. So.
We know they're there.
Yeah, thank
are you.
You
single?
I am single.
You're handsome.
Wow, thank you. Tell me more.
Okay, already if a girl did that, if a man did that to a girl, you'd be like, that's a really sexist way to start.
You have cute socks.
You look like
Barbie.
You have really big muscles.
Barbie!
Olivia!
You guys! Look!
Hot guy!
Hot guy!
This is amazing!
Hi!
Wow, good to meet you. I can't find anyone in Miami.
Hi, I'm Olivia. This is Barbie. Barbie's gonna knock her out of the way. Wait, where are you from?
Miami.
Oh, forget it. He lives in Miami.
Oh.
Sorry.
I mean, this
He can move.
Do you work out a lot?
You look like you work out.
You look like you pump.
No, I just wear really small clothes.
You get swolled up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Swole patrol. It's
just, I just wear small clothes, so it looks like I'm in better shape.
I don't think so.
No, that's really it.
Can you take off your shirt?
Which one?
All of them.
All of it.
Sure. We can start with the...
Wow.
Okay.
So, imagine if every one of those statements that they made were two male actors talking to a woman. You're hot... You look like you go to the gym. Take off your shirt.
You look like you pump iron. Take off your shirt. Are you single?
Yeah.
All of these things, right? So I saw this and I was like, man, okay, if we're going to progress, you know, with female right, you know, right, equality.
Sure.
The equality of both male and female. Well, then maybe, you know, we shouldn't be allowing something like this. Now, your man sounded like he was enjoying it.
No, I tell you what, your man was being professional. And to be honest, he wasn't really reciprocating it. Like, he was just saying thanks and trying to move on.
Yeah.
Because, to be fair, that's a shit interview, if you get me. But what's he going to do? Go back to the TV station with that?
Here's
another
thing that I noticed, right? I'm a fan of Ellen, Chris. I love Ellen DeGeneres. I love her show. I love the little dance she does. I love...
Oh, it's great fun.
I love how...
It's all great fun.
I do. No, I have to say, I love Ellen. But I noticed one particular star that she gets on, she always makes him like remove a piece of clothing or take off his top or something like that. And that's Mario Lopez. And I don't know if you remember watching Saved by the Bell when you were younger.
Was he Slater?
He was Slater.
Yeah.
All right. So this is just a quick clip of Mario Lopez on... Ellen DeGeneres.
Are you wearing the underwear now, and can we see it?
Like, imagine if, like, Jay Leno said to some, like, to Dakota Fanning or whatever, hey, can we see your underwear? Do you know what I mean?
Or are you wearing underwear now?
Yeah.
Even.
Like, imagine that. Do you know what I mean?
We'll play the clip.
Oh. Ellen is the only person that I get to take off my clothes for.
Yes.
Aside from Lasa.
Yes. Yeah.
It's Ellen.
All right.
Oh, you were serious?
Yes.
All right. Why not?
Okay, so now Mario Lopez is unbuttoning his trousers and his shirt in front of a crowd of screaming women. And yeah, he's just pulled down his trousers.
Ellen's helping him, by the way. Ellen is also undressing him.
Now, don't get me wrong, he's got a beautiful body.
Yeah, he's in absolute shape, and she's like turning him around so they can see his ass and stuff. Oh my God. But like, at what point are we like, okay, is this either the girl's having fun, or is this just the exact same thing that, you know, you ladies mm-hmm. have very rightfully complained about for decades?
Yeah.
Is this not the exact same behaviour?
It honestly did come to my mind when I started watching this, because I actually wasn't comfortable with that. I was like, he does have a beautiful body or whatever. But if I was his wife, Chris.
Yeah. Like, who gives a shit? Like, I mean,
Ellen,
you know what I mean?
Why did you strip my husband off on live television with the screaming crowd of women? You know?
Sure.
And there is a little part of it where Mario Lopez is a little bit uncomfortable, you know? But again, it's like double standards. You know, if us women, if we are going to, you know, go out there and say, no, that men should not talk to us like this, men should not act like that towards us.
They shouldn't degrade you to body parts.
Exactly.
There,
well,
you
then
go.
I think that men should be able to do the exact same thing. Now, I'm not saying, God Almighty, that we can't all admire each other. I hope that the world hasn't come to that stage where we can't go, God, I think that man is a beautiful looking man, you know?
But this is the same.
And the same for a man, for to be able to say, God, I think that woman is a beautiful looking woman.
Yeah, of course. No, of course. Absolutely, you should be
but
able to do
that. But there can't be double standards. If
there
we're going to ask
this
for one way, we
exactly.
need to, we need it to be both ways, both across male and female.
You look kind of hard. Take off your clothes. Like, as in, if a guy were to say that to a girl, now, in this day and age, in this much more sanitized, politically correct world that we live in this day and age, that could be the end of his career. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if Ben Stiller was at a press junket, and in total seriousness, he went to a female reporter from a TV station. Jeez, you're hot. You're wearing underwear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jeez, you're not bad looking. You wearing any underwear?
The two women, I mean, there was nothing malicious in what they were doing. You could see they were having a crack with the other females or whatever, but that still doesn't make
it
right.
That does not. What if it's not crack for the man involved? Maybe he wasn't having the crack.
Chris,
he was intimidated. I do know what you're thinking.
You know, so I don't know. It's just something that I've kind of noticed. I just think that if we're all going to progress, well, then we all need to be on the same side. And that's just my honest opinion on that. And I think Ellen should stop telling men to strip off their clothes on television.
So do I. Men are a lot more than just their physical body parts, you know? I'm sure Mario Lopez has
Chris,
a beautiful mind.
You need to reel it back in a bit, because men have been doing it to women for a lot longer now.
No.
And definitely, come on.
I agree, but two wrongs don't make a right.
No, that's what I'm saying here.
Yeah, either we're in this or we're not. And if we're all about progression and equality, then there should be none of this kind of carry on. And this type of behaviour should be equally as negative on these girls when they do it as it is if a man were to degrade a woman in that way. That's all I'm saying.